The European Union is characterized by a high degree of diversity. It is a multi-level and multi-actor entity that acts with different policy-making methods in various policy areas. This means complexity. In the balance of powers and duties, the European Parliament is essentially a soft power instrument, and it is known as the guardian of human rights and rule of law. Even with very limited tools and scope, the Parliament has an important advocacy role, speaking for the values and ideological lines of the European Union. Roberta Metsola is the current president of the European Parliament. She is one of the key actors in contemporary European politics and is seen as a rising leader. We are Chloe, Lorenzo, Giulia, Camille, Serena, Jonathan and Capucin, and we will now expose the conclusions of our research on Roberta Metsola's role in the European Union foreign politics, focusing mainly on the response to Iran protests that started from September 2022.
"705 members of the European Parliament, 7 political groups, 27 committees, 45 delegations and an elected president make up the European Parliament, representing the 450 million people living in the European Union. Its duties include adopting new laws and deciding on the budget, together with the Council, which represents the European Member State governments, and voting on trade agreements with non-EU countries. Since the theme of this podcast is EU foreign policy, we will analyze the role of the European Parliament using this lens. Indeed, it has been noted that the European Parliament's role in foreign policy has not increased in its constitutionally granted powers. Rather, it remained almost constant since the Treaty of Maastricht of 1993, even if the EU has developed fast since then. Though the European Parliament's role is limited, it can use its huge informal influence and its budgetary powers to put pressures on other institutions, something that has been often done to uphold and sponsor human rights and democracy, whilst other European actors may prioritize other values. The European Parliament's president is Roberta Metsola, a member of the European People's Party group from Malta. Nicola Procaccini, a Brothers of Italy MP, close to the Italian Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, has said that Metsola represents a bridge figure with the EPP at the level of values, as, and I quote, "she is a conservative and it comes easily to find in her the point of balance between our group and the EPP." Despite this conservative appearance, Metsola has also frequently sponsored liberal values such as equality and democracy. Following the Iran protests in autumn 2022, she reiterated the slogan "Women, Life, Liberty," emphasizing the importance for the EU to denounce the Iranian regime's inhumane actions.
Roberta Metsola studied at the College of Europe in Bruges and had a fast and brilliant political career in the European Union since her access to the European Parliament in 2013. President Metsola's ideas are deeply influenced by her private life. Her communication style highlights her role as mother of 4 children and a wife who juggles family and career, a fighter who doesn't give up when she believes in something, a strong woman who wants to inspire others. Some controversial ideas of hers regarding abortion are well known. Actually, Malta is the only country in the EU where abortion is illegal, and the Maltese Nationalist Party, to which Metsola belongs, is in favor of the ban. However, she has always said to support the EU's core values, which are the respect of human rights, especially of women's rights, and the support for democracy and the rule of law. Also, she often stressed the importance of fighting climate change, and she has always been one of the most vocal EU leaders in support of Ukraine after the start of the Russian war of aggression. In September 2022, civil unrest and protests began against the Iranian regime over the death of Mahsa Amini. Mahsa was a girl who was in police custody for not having properly worn the hijab. The protests lasted for months and have been considered by some the biggest challenge to the Iranian government since the Islamic Revolution of 1979. Women, life, liberty. This is the slogan that President Metsola often repeated when talking about the protests in Iran. In the tweets and interviews she released on the matter, Roberta Metsola always openly supported the protesters and criticized the Iranian government. She stressed how the Iranian demonstrators were heroes, risking their own lives to fight for those values that lie at the core of the European Union. She condemned the brutal reaction of the Iranian regime. She underlined how the European Parliament would always support those who fight for freedom and democracy worldwide.
Due to the Iranian protest, we were able to get a glimpse of what we could expect from President Metsola in similar times of crisis. As the President of the European Parliament, we found that her involvement was rather limited, in the sense that the few times she spoke on the matter, she seemed to constantly repeat herself. The content of the quasi-totality of her speeches and statements could be gathered under the umbrella phrase, the slogan, "Women, Life, Liberty." Furthermore, as a woman and president of the European Parliament, she had at first a certain stance, fighting for a cause, women's rights, that she has often embraced throughout her career. Yet, while at the beginning of the protest she used to directly address the women in Iran in her speeches, she progressively shifted to a wider audience, presumably to fit a broader European agenda aimed at promoting its core global values such as democracy and freedom. This does not only give us information about the personality of Metsola, but also about the limited and often passive role of the European Parliament in foreign policy. Indeed, when taking into consideration concrete actions against the Iranian regime, President Metsola was only able to call for a stronger European and global reaction and encourage governments to cut diplomatic ties with Iran. The European Parliament and the President, therefore, at the moment don't seem to be powerful actors in the European Union when it comes to international affairs.
Overall, focusing on Roberta Metsola, it was possible to notice that she has beliefs that are firmly held. Despite a conservative approach on the theme of abortion, her personal opinion is in line with the European Union. Indeed, in her speeches, she talks on behalf of the European Union even without specifying it. Metsola is very consistent in her ideas and she uses public speeches to reaffirm her and the EU position on the topics of international interest. Nevertheless, it was possible to notice that she refrains from suggesting policies or even ideas to face moments of crisis. As a result, Metsola was particularly interesting to study because of her communication strategy. She shares information on her personal life and she embodies the European Union's values. This is the way in which she obtained the attention of the international arena. But as we have seen, this approach has also evident limitations for her role.